Within a few years, you may be able to access millions of books on your home computer for free. The search engine Google will put the entire libraries of Stanford and the University of Michigan online. It will also offer material from the libraries at Harvard and Oxford universities and from the New York Public Library. From Michigan Radio, Michael Leland reports the new service could transform research.
It'll work just like any other Google search. If you type in, say, books, ancient Rome, three titles appear at the top of your results. Click on one, and if the book is out of copyright, John Wilkin at the University of Michigan Library says you'll be able to read the whole thing.
So you'll be able to search within the book and find occurrences within the book. You'll be able to page forward and backwards. You'll be able to do everything in the book that one could imagine doing electronically.
If the book is still in copyright, you'll get a few short segments with your search terms highlighted. Google will also tell you where you can buy the book and, in some cases, where you can borrow it locally. Google's search engine will include all 7 million volumes in the University of Michigan's library, as well as Stanford University's 8 million library books. Harvard, Oxford, and the New York Public Library will make available certain smaller parts of their collections. Michigan Provost Paul Courant says the initiative will make it possible for people to have access to a wide range of books, including those that might be too brittle to read or those that have been largely forgotten.
I can easily imagine that people will run across lines of text that they didn't know existed that were written 50, 100, 150 years ago, and that will open up whole new areas of scholarly inquiry.
Google is paying for the project and will scan the books itself. The company's not saying exactly how it'll do this, except that its method won't hurt the books. Each participating library will get a copy of the digital database of its collection. Sue Wojcicki at Google says the work should be completed in a matter of years.
We believe that this has the potential, once we make these books all available online, to really change how information is disseminated across the world.
Google already offers more than 8 billion pages of searchable information, and tens of millions of people use it each day. New York Public Library President Paul LeClaire says putting part of his library's collection on Google adds a new dimension to the library's mission. It can now reach more people in more places anytime.
What digital technology and the internet and search engine combined do is blow the whole equation open in incredibly revolutionary kinds of ways.
This could also change the way many people conduct research. Paul Courant at the University of Michigan says he thinks people might virtually visit more libraries far from their homes, finding things they might not find on their own in local libraries. He says they'll be able to read entire books on Google or use the search engine as a sort of souped-up card catalog, all without leaving home.
I can imagine a world that we'll be in pretty soon, pretty soon is 5 to 10 years, where everybody will be able to know where is the best local copy of the book I want to read.
This new service marks a return to its roots for Google. The company started out of a library digitization project with the goal of one day making all of the world's information available online. For NPR News, I'm Michael Leland in Ann Arbor, Michigan.